Good evening, glory, hallelujah to you. What the heck's your story and what's going through you? This is the glorified version of a bass fishing talk show, and I'm your host, Pat Renwick, and you are the Bass Galaxy, and you're the reason we're here. Give it up for yourselves, Bass Galaxy. Yow! There they are. Yes, we are all jacked up and ready for a bass fishing grassroots show. Are you ready for this, Bass Galaxy? I hope you are. I got to tell you, first off the bat, we have the one and only Jake Boomer. He's El Presidente of Alpha Angler. He's the rod father. Yes. And we're not sponsored by Coca-Cola. Why is Coca-Cola out here? Hint. That would be amazing. The rod father, Alpha Angler, coming on. Yeah, hey, get this. And then the prodigy himself, Brendan Palinick. Yeah. Brendan Palinick. It's your 2022 BASSAOY. He's coming on the show. He's going to talk grassroots with Jake Boomer about custom rods and rod building. And those that don't know, Alpha Angler is a premier custom rod building company. They're going to lay it down for us grassroots style. And then wait, there's more Bass Galaxy coming on after that. It's the one and only, it's Death Spider. He's the amazing Gerber man. That is Seth Fider, for those that don't know the lingo. Seth Fider's coming on. He's as grassroots as they get. And this is the wavy gravy grassroots episode of Straight Gas. Seth's coming on, and we're going to talk a little grassroots and origins of derbs on his part in Minnesota, and then we're going to bring on the Chi-Town Hustlers, the Southside Hitmen themselves, Kelsag Bass Anglers from Chicago. That's going to be insane. Hey, join along on the chat board with Rockin' Shoal Fantasy. He's there. I think he's slinging Stray Cast merch. He's got a coat on. He's got fake Rolexes and Stray Cast merch. You hit up Rockin' Shoal Fantasy, J.R. Ewing on the chat board. He handles all that stuff, even the like and shares. And tonight we have a very, very special like and share. Ginge, you're going to like this. You're going to like this one. So we got a couple, two, three like and shares, like a whole bunch of them, and they're all pretty cool. The first one is compliments of the man that spawned, that helped spawn Seth Fider, and that's Pedro Fider. He's giving away not one, but two Pedro rocks. Do you hear that, Bass Galaxy? Two of them. Not one, but two of them. Yes! It's the enthusiasm I can't control. I'm sorry. Two of them, and here's the deal. One of them, on the like and share contest, this is just for you, Kelsag Bass Anglers. You like and share the live Facebook feed, and you get a chance to get a magical, mystical, lucky pocket rock from Pedro Fider Official. It's life-changing. It's changed Andy's life. It's changed my life. It's changed Seth's life. It's changed Matt Robertson's life. It's crazy what this rock does. You, Kelsag Bass Anglers, individually have a chance. Like and share the live Facebook feed. Randomize that out of the Kelsaggers, one of you gets a rock. Here's the next one. Bass Galaxy, wouldn't be fair if you didn't get a chance to like and share the live Facebook feed for another chance at a Pedro Fider rock. How's that? You like it? Do you like it? Are you picking up what we're putting down? That's the deal. Listen, next up on the like and share is Dennis Bannock, Hammond firefighter, also Kelsag guy, is giving away, and I'm excited about this one, a free trip to a private bassin lake in Indiana. It's loaded. Zona's been there. Van Dam's been there. The place is loaded. That's you, Straight Cast viewer, myself, and Dennis Bannock. The three of us, we're going bassin at a private lake, and we're going to smash it up. You know what I mean? Smashing it up. Woo! That's what I'm saying. I'm feeling awkward now. What happened? What happened? Where's... Where do we go from here now that all of the children and the live audience is gone? Where'd they go? There's our live audience. Hey, there's one, not one, not two, but three like and shares. I need enthusiasm. So we have the Pedro Fighter, Lucky Rock. For the CalSag Bass Anglers, we have the Pedro Fighter Lucky Rock for the Bass Galaxy. And we also have a trip on a private lake in Indiana. I know some of you might not live out this way, but there's the deal right there. All right, moving it along. We're taking care of business. Andy, hi. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Andrew Ellenberger. He's a ginger ninja producing the hell out of this thing right here. Yeah. Ginge.
Yo.
How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Okay. Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Is everything okay back there? Because everything stopped.
No, we're good.
Okay. I want to thank you personally for being an awesome producer. Yeah. And look what Andy gave me. This is one of the rarest Rick Klun books in the world. In fact, it was the last copy, I'm told.
Maybe.
In the continental, we're going with that, James.
Yeah, we'll go
yeah, continental United States, and that's Rick Klun's World Championship Bass Fishing. I've never had it before. It's mint. It's wrapped. It's amazing. Andy, I love you. Thank you so much, Andy.
No
thank
problem.
You.
Of course.
There's my audience. Thank you. They make me. It's like my security blanket. All don't right. do that to me.
All right, you got all 2 right. minutes.
I'm trying. I'm moving it along for crying out loud. All right. Here's the deal. This is important right now. 25% off all spinnerbaits. OmniaFishing.com. 25% doesn't matter to spinnerbait. Don't matter what it is. You get it, whatever you like. 25% off OmniaFishing.com. All spinner bugs. Also, Impulse Lithium, the Pro Packs. I've never seen a better deal on batteries right there. Impulse Lithium. Check them out. They're keeping us chugaling, as you might say. Now, get this. Oh, before we go on, I have to say, and Ginge, please cue up the live audience for this one. Congratulations to Berkeley Fishing at the WeCast. And their award for the Nessie. Haters gonna hate, whatever it may be. Look into the history. Congratulations to everybody at Berkeley Fishing on their win there at the WeCast. That's all right. Hey, here's something pretty cool. Ginge, we have a new advertising partner. A brand new one. And they're pretty cool. I'm kind of excited about it. It's White River Knife Company. Family-owned, veteran-owned, custom knives for decades. That's right, American-made knives. Making knives to the fullest. Hunting, camping, fishing, everyday use. That's right, outdoor activities, outdoorsmen, outdoor women, everybody, a knife for you. White River Knife, hey, here's the cool part. Go to the custom shop. WhiteRiverKnives.com has a custom shop. You can build any knife you want. Andy's going to build a red one. It's called the Ginger Ninja, appropriately. And it's a red knife. You can build any type of custom knife that you may choose. WhiteRiverKnives.com. What is it? /stray? /stray. WhiteRiverKnives.com/stray. Put that in today. And you get, I think it's free shipping on any knife. And I don't know, get some percentage off of the deal. Check it out today. WhiteRiverKnives.com/? I think it's /. Stray. There it is. Hey, speaking of strays, do we got any strays over there? Holy cow, I think it is. He's straying somewhere from somewhere in the Bass Galaxy. It's time to, oh my goodness gracious, I see him on the horizon. Taking their whiskey home. There it is. Hey.
What's going on?
It's Luke Foley, the Whiskey Gypsy. And Courtney, welcome back to the show, Court.
Hello, hello.
What's happening?
How is everyone?
We're doing good. You guys look great. Is that a frosty mug of root beer?
It's a frosty mug of iced tea. And then I got a tank up old fashioned. I always got a tea, a water, and a whiskey.
Of course. Of course. Hey, Foles and Court, you guys are cutting it up as usual. Look at that. Look at that. Look at
we're
that custom.
A good time. We're
look at that custom kitchen.
Night.
Is that a custom?
What?
Is that a custom kitchen?
I bought two houses in my life, and both times that I bought the houses, it's been solely around the garage and can I keep my boat indoors in the winter. and I've cared about nothing else.
Oh, it looks good. Plant. It looks like
and the and the kitchen is a big deal, I guess, to some females.
There it is.
Look at that.
Okay, see, now that is bougie. I knew it was bougie. I could tell. I could tell it was bougie.
But,
hey, stop moving it because we can't hear you. All right,
yeah,
that's enough. Get it back into the spot. All right, we'll play Better Homes and Garden later.
But my garage is fantastic. It holds my 21-foot basketball. It's just beautiful.
Hey, Foley. So it's cool to have you back here. We've been off for a couple weeks.
We have.
Yeah, and we're doing the grassroots show today on Straightcast. And for those that are joining us for the first time ever, we do a little thing called the Tin Cup Whiskey Word of the Week here on Straightcast. You come out and you tell us a little word here. And Foley, what happens when we hear the word? I'm going to let you tell everybody for a change. What is this?
Whenever the word is said,
look at Courtney laughing.
You must take a sip.
And
I will tell you this: if you guys remember when Mr. Klun was on air, I was a little bit nervous.
Yeah, you were. I was too.
And I may or may not have drank way too much.
Okay.
And after the show was over with, I kind of got up like this to move, and I'm like, oh, I need to. I had to call myself in to work.
Yeah, you start. Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
You were creatively visualizing yourself right there.
Is what you
were doing. Okay. Those that don't know, Luke Foley has a Tin Cup Whiskey Word of the Week. And whenever you hear that word, you take a sip of whatever beverage it may be. It could be a nice cafe con leche, a nice cold Coca-Cola, or of course, Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey, the official brown liquor of Bassin. And whatever you do, please drink responsibly so you don't end up like Foley last week. But he will call
last
you
time.
Off. Or last
it
time
was
I'm
Rick
Klun. I know. I get it. So Foles,
I mean, grassroots.
Grassroots. There's the word.
Grassroots.
All right. Grassroots is the word.
That's
a dangerous
word.
One. So when you hear the word grassroots, take a sip and sip responsibly. I'll take a sip right there with you. Foles and... you're the Veronica Vaughn of Bassin. You know that, right, Courtney?
You are.
I've heard that, yes.
And apparently she's really comfortable with that title.
Hey, so get this. I forgot to tell you guys. Now, you're eligible for this too, Foles. You can go fishing with me on a private pond. Like and share the live Facebook feed. You're going fishing with me or Dennis Panic. That's all you got to do. Like and share the Facebook feed there. Also, Cal Sag Anglers have a chance at a Pedro Fighter Rock. And also the Bass Galaxy has a chance at a Pedro Fighter Rock. Now, I totally messed up that first White River thing that we did. I was a little off kilter. I got thrown off kilter. But I got to tell everybody that in conjunction with the White River knife straight cast special, if you purchase a knife and show us you purchase a knife, we're going to put you in a drawing for a free knife. How's that? There it is.
Awesome.
WhiteRiverKnives.com/stray or /. Put them in both. One of the websites will come up. I don't even know. Hey, you guys are amazing. Thank you for coming on the show. As usual, we got Brandon Palinick. We got Jake Boomer. We got Seth Fighter and the Cal Sag boys. Foley, am I going to see you soon or what?
Yeah, I'm trying to work that out. Can I tell you a quick Matt Robertson story?
We got a boat full in the waiting room. You tell me. Go quick on Matt.
Super quick. So I drew a co-angler in the last BFL on the Ohio River. And by the way, I forgot my Pedro Fighter Rock, which I haven't done in 3 years.
Silly.
But I forgot it in the truck. I lost 3 keepers on the freaking Ohio River. Okay, and only landed one. But as I was losing these fish, my co-angler was talking about how Matt Robertson is his favorite fisherman. Had it been any other day, he would be wearing the Matt Robertson jersey.
I hope this goes somewhere because all this is.
It is going somewhere.
Okay.
And so I said, well, would you like to talk to him?
Whoa.
And he goes, well, how will we do that? Apparently, he didn't realize that he was standing by a 10 cup. Anyway, I gave Matt his number and I told Matt how the day went, and Matt called him and they talked for 30 minutes.
Wow.
And it made his day. And so, thank you, Matt Robertson. And also thank you, Mr. Seth Fighter, because as I was sitting in the Ohio River at 95 degrees, not catching shit for 3 days, and I just lost some fish that would have put me in the top five, he sends me a text, hey, do you want to come fishing with me in Minnesota for 3 days in September? And I'm like, yes, very much. Like, I need this.
There you go.
So, anyways. Dude, but yeah, so.
And
yeah.
Absolutely, that's a great story about Matt, ambassador for the sport. That's cool that he
absolutely.
Did that, dude. 100%.
So absolutely.
Cool. For sure.
I saw the post that this kid posted afterwards, and he was so excited.
That's like, called paying it forward.
People, exactly. To have people be that excited and to be that thankful. It was,
you know what,
really
that
cool.
is? That's grassroots. Grassroots right there.
Hey, drink.
Courtney and Foley and Tin Cup Whiskey, thank you so much for your support for the Straight Cash Show and, of course, to the Bass Galaxy. Hey, put the power poles down, Bass Galaxy. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with Jake Boomer and Brandon Palinick from Alpha Angler. Be right back.
There's a moment when you're faced with a challenge, and just solving the problem isn't good enough. Even if that means breaking the rules and shredding apart conventional ways of thinking, all in the name of creating something truly remarkable. With this much control at its command, we didn't stop with just one. We created two incredible trolling motors. Introducing the new Power Pole Move Brushless Trolling Motor.
This is the mountain, and this is Mountain Whiskey. Unspoiled, untamed, forever wild. There's no safety net, no way down. Up here, it's just man and the mountain and his tin cup. Tin Cup Whiskey. Mountain Whiskey.
Want to know the difference between power bait and other soft plastics? Ask the fish. Berkeley scientists have thousands of flavors tested on thousands of fish. Natural, man-made, every bait that's ever hit the water. No matter the shape, size, or color, PowerBait is the only one that is scientifically proven. Fish bite and will not let go.
Realize your boat's potential with outboard performance accessories that improve the handling, speed, and economy of your boat. Find your perfect accessory from Bob's Machine.
Welcome back. This is the glorified version of a bass fishing talk show. I'm your host, Pat Renwick, and right now I spy with my little eye the rod father, El Presidente of Alpha Angler Fishing, in a room full of Alpha Angler rods, probably hundreds of them. Give it up. That's Jake Boomer. Yeah, bud.
Can you guys hear me okay?
I can. I can hear you great, and you look great, too. Can you see hear us?
Yeah. I even did my hair just for you.
I could tell you got a little spike gel in it.
I know.
Yeah, that's good. You got a little product in
there. We have the technology to goop this thing up.
Did you borrow that product from Brandon?
No, Pipkins.
Oh, makes perfect sense.
No, I don't think Brandon has a whole lot of hair care. I hope he can't hear me. I don't think he needs as much hair care stuff as I do. And I'm not saying that.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, in a nice way.
But you look good. You look dang good, Boomsy.
Hey, well, thanks. Yeah. My girls told me the other day that my beard's starting to show a little bit of silver.
Oh, that means you're distinguished.
I think so. I was telling them that I'm using the beard to cover up my old face. But
hey, it works sometimes, and then sometimes it doesn't. And then it turns gray. So then you're just screwed all around. You know what I mean?
My goal is to get to the most interesting man in the world look.
Yes, that I can see you with that, sporting that for sure. Mm-hmm.
But you know who has it now is Pops, the general manager of Alpha Angler.
I'm very sorry that he's not here tonight. I know Andy is too. We were looking forward to having Pops, but Andy told me he did speak with your father, Steve. the brains behind the organization, let's be real. But your dad's fake name, and it's actually a disguise he wears when he goes out in public because he is on the witness protection program. So if he appeared as his real self today, he may end up with a horse head in his bed, and we don't want that. We don't want that, Jake.
I can't do that to Pops. Nope. No, he actually, true story, had somebody pull up to him and ask him if he would say something for him, and dad was out fishing. He's like, what? And the guy goes, would you say, stay thirsty, my friends?
He's amazing, and I know he's an inspirer to many in your neck of the woods, for sure, especially Team Alpha.
Yeah, he's the man.
Hey, so I want to bring people back to talk a little bit about the grassroots of Alpha Angler, the origin of Alpha Angler. And you have a pretty unique business model as a company. You kind of came out and did something that no other rod company did in the history of bass fishing, quite frankly. And you stuck to your guns, Jake Boomer. It's, you kind of middle fingered a lot of people, no disrespect, by doing things your own way, a grassroots way. And we respect that. We respect your business model there. But I got to ask you, Jake, let's go way back. How many years is this, first off? How many years of Alpha? Uh-oh, we lost Jake. Hold on, we lost you, bud. Doo-da-da-doo. Boom, boom. His sound got muddied. What happened, Big Jake? It is on his end. I see that. Can you hear us, Jake? Nod your head. Have you been abducted? Andy's froze and they're probing. Oh, are you back, Jake? Do you have sound? We can't hear you, bud. You keep freezing up. Son of a biscuit. Doop-ba-na-na. All right, we're going to try something else. I see literally, if I'm counting right now, I probably see at least 100 Alpha Angler rods. I mean, in the background behind Jake, he's frozen now. And on just the left side, there's 24. Then behind him, there's got to be 70. And then in the other corner, there's another 24. Yeah, Jake's frozen up. I think we better cut to a break, bud. Let's come back. Let's cut to a commercial break. We'll come back. We'll get this dialed in. More Jake Boomer and more Brandon Palahniuk, more Alpha Angler when we come back on the Grassroots Special. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back. All kinds of goodness. I got popped back in from the Bass Galaxy. How are you doing, Jake Boomer?
Gosh, I hope I'm doing a lot better.
Yeah, you. Can you hear me? I can hear you now.
It's technology, man.
You're booming now, actually.
Yeah.
True to your name. True to your name.
I'm really sorry about that. The kids are downstairs probably playing like Nintendo online, sucking all the bandwidth out of the neighborhood.
Yeah, they're playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, both my girls are.
Yeah, they're playing the Call of Duties. Hey.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that. I don't know what's going on with my interwebs.
It is. It's science, but so is rod building. And that's why I asked you the question before we head out, or before we headed out, or got disconnected, whatever the heck it was. Why did you start a rod company, Jake? Why did you start in a zillion rod companies? Why did you start a rod company? And how many years ago was it again?
2011. When I started Alpha Angler, like 2011, there wasn't a zillion rod companies. It was different back then, but like there was the mainstay.
There was still a lot, Jake. There was still a lot. Not
as
many
as
now.
But now everybody has a rod company, I think.
Okay, you're true. You're true on that.
Yeah. I mean, if you make like car tires, you could just start your own rod company. It seems like everybody's got a rod company now.
It is. Even if you make weed eater string.
Yeah.
Buggy whips.
That could actually make a good rod. I wonder about that material.
Yeah. Well, we know that they used to use some of that fiberglass for lawnmowers back in the day that they made fiberglass rods out of. Same fiberglass was used at the bottom of lawnmowers, remember?
Yeah, they still do. It's a big market, actually. They have really heavy-duty fiberglass that they put on those, what's it, Ditch Witch? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, and some of the rods we crank with is the same material.
Same material. The other part of the market that's really big is they use fiberglass for the buggy whip antennas.
Yeah, And this,
yeah, sometimes, yeah, like when I call in and say, "Hey, I need my, you know, I need my blanks. We got orders," and they're like, "Yeah, well, the buggy whip guys are ahead of you."
Yeah, and when whenever I go out riding my bike, Andy always makes me put that fiberglass thing with the flag on the back, so he knows where I am and keep tracking me.
It's a big industry.
Yes. But for real, why'd you start a rod company? Why? What was the...
Because I'm a nerd, Pat.
I know that, and you're just a geek, and you wanted to geek out on rods. Is that really it?
Well, I was fishing a lot back then. I got into it when the punk... I used to call Brandon the punk ass, and I apologize for my language on your esteemed show.
We don't ever
but
say
when slippers. I first met him, he was so young. I just called him the punk ass because he was beating us all really bad. He was like a 17-year-old kid. I mean, he didn't even pack his own lunch when he was whooping us so bad. I had a rod sponsor at the time, a couple good deals going, and I'm that kind of guy that always wants to reinvent the wheel, I guess. And somebody showed me a video, probably, or one of the books that you probably read back in the day, about how you can make a fishing rod. So I started buying parts, and that's how it started. I started doing it like 2009, I think, or 2008. We started Alpha Angler LLC. We actually put the name in 2011, I think, if I look back at my records. So,
and here's the thing with this whole grassroots deal. I think I share this commonality with you, of course, and I think that we share this with many in the Bass Galaxy, that it's kind of a romanticizing about building the perfect beast of a bass fishing rod. Do you do that stuff too? I'm like, man, how could I make the perfect crankbait rod? What is the perfect flipping stick? Well, that's gone through my head so many times, and I know it has you too, Jake.
I think I bet you it started something like that. I think I had a flipping tournament, and every flipping stick I had, I couldn't use for longer than an hour. I think that's where like the first started. I'm like, I think I can build one of these things that I could actually use all day. I think that's where that started for me. So yeah, the perfect crankbait rod, whatever. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, and of course we would all get those. They seem to come for free in the mail, and those were rod building catalogs. And, you know, I'm sure you got them, Angler's Workshop back in the day, right? You got all that stuff. And
Mudhole.
Gosh dang straight. And what's the one that isn't the one, Angler's Workshop? That's the one out by you guys, right?
I think they closed.
They used to be. But you remember getting those catalogs, right? And, and I mean, all those rod building catalogs, they just seem to show up at my house. And I don't know why, but it kind of inspired me to want to build rods. And I discovered different rods through trial and error by purchasing blanks on those page and those catalogs, man. And I'm sure you did the same kind of stuff, Jake.
Yeah. Well, because of where I live, because I'm in the Northwest, right? The home of Llama Glass and the home of all of these companies. There's a little town called Woodinville, Washington that has like 9 blank manufacturers in it. And one day I had been buying my blanks online when I was just kind of messing around. And one day a friend said, "Hey, come over and practice." We were practicing for a tournament in the middle of the state. He goes, "I'll introduce you to a couple rod builder guys." And I thought that would be like maybe he knew a guy on the phone or whatever. So I stayed the night at his house. I slept in his garage. And the next day he goes, "Hey, let's go run over and meet these guys." Well, it was like a 3-hour drive. And he takes me to Woodinville, Washington. He knows all those guys. And so it was kind of a cool start because I got to actually like, I got to meet the Loomis, the beginning of the Loomises and all those guys. It was kind of weird to me. Like, I thought we were going to drive and have coffee with a couple guys and know Rodman. He drove me straight to Woodinville, right into the heart of the beast.
Wow.
And that was when we first started. Yeah. Back when Rogue Rods, I don't know what they're called now, but all of that.
I remember. Yeah.
Falcon Rods.
Yeah. I mean,
what's that?
I said, I remember all that. The Rogue Rods and the Falcon Rods and the old All-Star Blanks were amazing. And of course the Seeker Rods, all that stuff. That was a phenomenal.
It'd be like a few minutes.
Oh yeah. 10-4. Okay. The, all those old rod companies are just the creme de la creme. I mean, they modified blanks, and here's what appealed about Alpha Angler to me. You guys took tried and true actions yet made them your own. Does that make sense to you? Would you feel that's an accurate statement about Alpha Angler?
Sure. Actually, no.
Okay. Well, tell me why no, because the actions felt very comfortable to me, familiar, yet refined, yet refined. And that's the comfortability.
But I think you like rods that the normal bass world doesn't. Like, you might have a understanding of the original building of rods. Like, what was that book you read? Gary Klein was kind of a follower of that group.
Forehands rod. Rich Forehand. Yes. Yeah.
Most of the bass world didn't know about forehand. A lot of the builders did, but some of the stuff that you thought was normal, I had to sell into our industry. Like the rebound, when it first came out, most people would call me back and be like, what is this? Why? I mean, how, what the heck? And then you'd be like, well, it's not your normal cranking rod. You actually need to set the hook a little bit. It'll give a little bit more, but it's not normal. But if you use it, you know, you don't have to loosen your drag way up, you know, because the rod will do the work. And then they call you back and I'm like, man, this is really cool. But if they were to pick it up at a store and compare it to what they were used to, they probably wouldn't have liked it. You, on the other hand, because you knew the forehand stuff and you loved that Seeker line of blanks back in the day, it was probably a little more common for you. But yeah, a lot of our blanks, like so much of these ones behind us, don't come out of the bass world. That's our secret.
Really?
On the Straycast show, yeah.
So you are sneaking blanks from other species, anglers, and making them bass and blanks.
Yeah, and I wish I could take a ton of credit for that, but what I can't. I have a mentor, and I highly believe in mentors in anything you do. But I had a mentor that kind of got me down that, and you know, like in that saltwater market, that brackish market, all that kind of stuff. He would recommend things. He'd be like, I can't use that for the bass world, but that actually kind of opened my eyes to the fact that it's it's just a. Like Brad Loomis says, it's a tapered stick that bends, Boomer. You put too much thought into it. He'll cuss us out. It's a tapered stick that bends. I'll start talking about the way the bait should move and deflect at this certain ratio, and he just gets mad. He's like, God, Boomer, it's a tapered stick that bends.
I like when you do your Brad Loomis impersonation. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he yells at me pretty much in a one-hour conversation. He'll yell at me probably for 58 minutes. And then there's 2 minutes of normal, but most of it's just like, yeah, him yelling. Educational. I don't forget any of it.
The thing about those alpha blanks, I mean, let's go even to the Zill, and we're going to talk about these blanks in detail a minute, but back to the comfortability, even the Zilla design, even though it was totally different, was a familiar feeling. The original Zilla. It's a comfortable bass fishing rod to so many anglers. That's the only way I could describe it. I know when Andy first got one, but he's like, wow, this Zilla is an amazing rod. Anybody that's ever picked up a Zilla is like, yeah, this is the deal you can kind of do anything with. And
yeah,
that familiarity carries into all your blanks. That's what's cool.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. And I think
Zilla, like, I'd like to say we nailed the Zilla. Like, that was just good engineering combined with a great process and just an amazing design team. But it took us 9 years.
And I mean, here's the deal. Every rod in the Alpha line is a specific tool. It has a task. It has a task at hand, as you may say. So it's like you got a lineup, you got a team. And you put certain players in because you know their strengths, and us as individuals are the bass and coaches. You know what I mean? Is that you know what I'm saying, Booms?
I do.
Yeah. The and the fact that you're able to assemble a team of blanks is pretty cool. It's pretty cool, dude.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I brought a bunch of these blanks back here because I wanted to show you. This is. I think this is about 6 months worth of blanks that we've been trying to weed through, trying to solve one or two problems. Back when we started Alpha, I had to buy all those. Now, luckily, I've got great relationships and they'll actually just send me some samples.
Okay.
But before, it was really expensive solving the problem. Yeah.
So I got to go back to this deal about the multi-species fishermen and you taking blanks from those different fields of angling to use for bass fishing. How does that go about?
It generally, you're trying to solve a problem. We always work from the front backwards. Like Brandon will say, you don't have a very good drop shot rod. And then we'll go analyze all the drop shot rods. Generally, most of these guys, especially these pros that are established, have an example of one that they like. And you're trying to kind of get close, but I don't have a blank factory per se. I can work with my factories and have stuff developed. But before I do that, I try to see if there's something that's already on the market or that has been made by somebody else. Because generally, if you do that, they've gone through the breakage testing for you. If when I start to design blanks, which a lot of our blanks are custom designed for us, I have to go through a break testing. You know, okay, it's sure. A cool blank. It does everything you want, but then it breaks. Like we're working on a new mag hitter right now. And I sent all of the Alpha Pro staff to Florida with this new flipping stick. Only one of them came out alive. Obviously, I would have loved to.
I saw the ones Brandon had. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only one that made it. John Sookup, I think he broke his before he put a reel on it. I think he was like, oh, this is good. Bang. And he just broke it with his brute strength.
Yeah, that guy's a giant. Guy's a giant.
He is a monster. So, yeah, like it's nice to find things that are somewhat established because then I can work from that platform. A lot of times you find something's kind of close and then you can make a couple adjustments. But you got to look all over. You know, we've pulled stuff out of the saltwater market. We've pulled stuff out of the inshore market, pulled stuff out of the salmon market, thanks to Pops.
Yeah.
Dad's a really good salmon fisherman. So we're in messing with his stuff. A lot of them, I call them tuna rods. You know, he's a 4-piece tuna rod, Pops. They can't help us, you know, but yeah.
I know that Rebound is a variation of a sea trout blank. Actually, the origin of that whole fiberglass deal was a sea trout blank.
It was. It was actually a mandrel that I don't think you'll find in bass fishing, too. It's super hard to put components on it. It's kind of like the Zilla. The Rebound has been modified 100 times. The more new materials and processes come out, we're able to, like I said, geek out, you know, make a couple changes here and there. Drive some, you know, hooks have gotten a lot sharper. You know, you can do some cool stuff once you start. I mean, technology's grown significantly. Drags on reels are great. Lines are amazing anymore. Hooks are sharper than they've ever been. That should change the way rods kind of come together, you know?
Yeah, and it is. As technology evolves, so do rod materials and rod applications. And you at Alpha Angler, you're a small circle. You're a small circle business, which I mean, not a ton of employees. And yeah. It's basically yourself, Pops. What do you got? Three builders. Four builders now. And a design team, bar none, headed by the one and only 2022 BASS Angler of the Year. Give it up. Right here, it's Brandon Palahniuk joining the Stray Cast Show. Hey, ow!
What's up?
What's going on?
Well, I'm currently pulled over in a Flying J truck stop in my camper in the middle of Montana with a very excited child screaming in the background because she's out of her car seat.
She loves it. And Uncle Boomer's on.
Uncle Boomer's on.
I scare her every time. I make her cry.
I mean, she saw him this morning. She didn't cry this morning. It was a step in the right direction.
Creepy Uncle Jake. Yep.
Where are you heading? Detroit, Rock City with the family? You out that way? Michigan? Heading that way?
Yeah, we're heading that way. Let's see if this light's any better or worse. Oh, that's probably getting this way worse.
Yeah, it makes it look like it's a paranormal investigation show. Yeah. When you had that light coming through. Hey, but we were just talking about the whole Alpha Angler Army, man, and the whole organization there. And I know with conversations with you way back, the genuine enthusiasm and excitement that you had for this company. And that was, I think that was even before you were part owner of this deal, wasn't it, B?
Well, yeah, I tried for several years to talk Jake into actually starting a real business out of it. Because before, just like any great thing in our, not just our industry, but pretty much you know, any great thing in the world. It was started in a garage. Yeah. And
a lot of it's still in the garage.
A lot of our R&D still happens in the garage. And that's, but I could tell that the stuff that he was building was built with a purpose. And that purpose was performance, not profit. And when you do that with rods, it then extends into your tournament successes. So I don't think it's any like just coincidence. Jake doesn't believe in coincidence.
That's right.
Not coincidence that I won my first AOI the first year that we launched the company.
Yeah. And in a forward march, upward climb of success ever since, Brandon. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, like you say, no, good. You know, I, just like our like and share contest tonight, which, by the way, you guys are eligible for. Seth's dad's giving away a magical, mystical, lucky pocket rock. So, dude, it changes lives for those that don't know. So you guys are eligible. Like and share that deal for that.
Do you imagine if I won that and then just won the next 3 Elite Series events and Seth finished second in all of them?
That would be amazing.
I'd almost feel bad.
A story about when Brandon and I started. I got to tell a story. Can I tell a story, Pat?
Yes, please. Please do.
So way before we ever started Alpha, and I was building rods, and I knew Brandon, and we were buddies back in the day. Back when Mark Wahlberg was Marky Mark.
Yeah, yeah. I could see you guys with the good vibration stance going, both of you. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Anyways, he said, I need a flipping stick. I said, all right. So I drummed one up. We painted it white. And I sent it to him. I said, try this. And I remember, I wish I would have kept the text string. He goes, it's okay, but there's no guide between here and the first guide. How come there's not more guides between this first guide? And I wrote back, it doesn't bend down there. And he wrote back, oh, you're right. That's it. That's the text string.
Hey, that's pretty comprehensive.
I got no
combo.
Other feedback. I got nothing. No phone call, nothing. Oh, you're right. A week and a half later, he goes, hey, that rod was pretty cool. That's all I got. The whole, like, oh, yeah, you're right. It doesn't bend down there. Thanks.
And that's,
do you remember that? I think you were at Okeechobee.
Yeah, it would have been Okeechobee.
Now it's a flipping stick.
Yeah, if the rod bent down there, you're not catching normal bass. You probably have a bigger issue. Yeah, you're catching the tuna wagons.
Well, I got to see the sneak evolution of that flip stick with you at Okeechobee, Brandon. You had some of those in the on the deck.
Yeah.
The new evolution.
Yeah,
the
Meg Hitter has been well, really, all our rods are a constant work in progress. You know, so like we come out with what we think is the best version of a rod, and then we continually mess with different materials and mandrels and blends of materials. And if we find something that we think is better, we're not satisfied with something, then we upgrade it. And the Meg Hitter is one of those rods where we feel like we can build a better one. And so we're continually working on that one. And the one you saw has definitely been one of my favorites.
It's sneaky. It's sneaky.
Yeah. It's a new nickname for that one's called the detonator.
What? The detonator. Wow.
Yeah, that one's being revised a little bit.
That's dangerous.
Why we hired Sukka, because he's our break strength tester. We don't need a complex machine like these high other dollar companies. We just have a Sukka.
So we got Sukka. We got Zach Birch. Mm-hmm. Who else is on the pro team?
We have the Rook.
Oh yes,
the Rook. It ends with a K. It's Rook. There's no IE. It's just the Rook. Ryan Smith.
Yeah, old Smith. Yep. That's right. He and all amazing anglers, if you think about it, in their own right.
Yeah.
Who picked those guys? You or Brandon?
Well, I think it's kind of a combined effort.
Did you guys have big meetings?
We both felt so bad for Bryant. And so that was kind of our charity case. I'm just kidding. If he's watching, he's probably, I'm going to turn my phone over. He's just getting blown up.
You better send him some extra sticks now, okay?
I'm going to send him a Ziploc bag full of Alpha Angler stickers and say sorry.
But it generally starts with a conversation. I don't think it starts with like, we should go get this guy. It usually starts with conversations and like building relationships with those guys that then turn into deals.
I like it. I like the,
you know, it's not like, hey, we're going to go offer this guy some money and see if we can get him because we think he'll be a good marketing resource. That's not really how it works.
Interesting.
Because if you're going to show up to an Alpha Angler media event or something, first and foremost, you got to be able to hang, and we have to like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we don't like you, you don't make the cut.
And that's the only reason that we're still on Alpha is because Jake likes us. And that's pure and simple only reason.
Yeah, my vote doesn't
bingo.
Count.
But I mean, pretty cool team, man. And again, evolving over the years. But here's what's neat about Alpha Angler. Each rod that you guys build has a specific formula. I invented this formula, by the way. So I'm gonna tell you guys what the name of this formula is. It's called AMCAL. It's called the AMCAL formula.
Well, I gotta write it down.
Write it down. You're going to need to know this. A M.
Start with an. Okay, with an A.
A M C A L. It's the AMCAL formula, and it goes into every thought process and evolution of an Alpha Angler rod starts with AMCAL. And the first one that you consider when building a rod, and Jake, feel free to just tell me I'm full of shit at any time. The first thing that you consider when building a rod is application. Right? That's the A. Application. What is the application that we're going to...
Sorry, Pat. I got baby toy trucks going off. Did you know they don't put off buttons on these things? You just got to remove the batteries.
Do you really? Do they do that on purpose?
I think so. Like every child toy, there's no off button. You just have to just remove the battery.
Do they just want you to get violent with it at some point? Yeah. Start throwing baby toys?
I don't know what the point is.
Is it like, do you
continue
think?
Continue on.
All right, so the first thing you consider is application, right, boys? When you're going to build a rod, you're like, what is this application going to be, right? Then the M is material. You consider the material that you're going to use. Next, the C is components, right? Components. That goes into the thought process as well. Then action. The action of the rod. And finally, the end of it is the length. You figure the length of the rod. Does that sound, does the AMCAL process sound like the deal?
No.
But what is it then? Tell me that everything that I said.
I wish there was a formula.
Yeah, no, that it is. AMCAL equals ALPHA in... Einstein's theory of relativity, Jake.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. No, there's some Einstein in there. Have you seen any of the videos where Kyle wrestles Brandon?
We're going from rod science to Kyle wrestling Brandon. But I mean,
I'm just trying to give you an example of what it really is like.
Okay, yes, please. Yes, I have seen
like,
those
this
videos.
This is the idea I got, Brandon, and Brandon's like, well, what about this? And then it looks a lot like the wrestling match without... you know, a pro, almost pro wrestler beating up on a 47-year-old. You know what I mean? Like, but it's pretty close. It's like a verbal version of that wrestling match. Some testing, some more testing, more building, more arguing, more wrestling. And sometimes I send Kyle in to actually wrestle with Brandon so that we can actually get to where we're trying to go, you know?
I'm revising it and I'm calling it the AMKyle. It's not the AMKyle anymore. It's the AMKyle. And that's what goes into the care and building and love of every Alpha Angler rod.
And it usually ends with Jake going, trust me, just try it.
Just trust me. I'm right sometimes, part of the time.
But
I have a funny thing that happened in an interview like about 6 months ago. where we keep claiming that we're about landing more fish, right? Land more fish. And it was a big deal because it's really one of the focuses in our rod building. Like, you can't sign trophy or get trophy, sign autographs like Brandon, win AOIs, do all that stuff if you don't actually land the fish. And that's I'm working backwards, right?
Yeah.
But like, how do you prove that you land more fish? Somebody kind of got mad at me. Like, how do you prove that? And I really had to sit down and think about it. Like, you can't really prove that in a short period of time. But if you say we take, the only proof I've got is you take Brandon from 2017 to Brandon to 2022. You know, his average finish in one period, his average finish after going to Alpha never fell below 10th place. Wow. Like, that's crazy thinking. And Brandon is an amazing angler, and so are the rest of our anglers. But that's the only way you could actually prove that you land more fish, right? I can't take a subset of every angler that fishes all the time because people do it so much differently. But a tournament angler that makes a living doing it, he's going to solve all the problems that he can solve, and then it'll eventually come down to the fishing rod, right?
Yeah.
Like, if the line causes it or the hooks cause it, a professional angler is going to start solving that. So anyways, that's the only like real proof that anything that we have is really working, in my opinion. And it probably took 5 years and a Brandon Polinuk and a Sukup and a couple of those guys to like actually really prove that what we're doing, to prove that AmCal is working. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, that is it, man. Landing percentage equals success for what these guys do. Because, I mean, let's face it, Brandon, I'm sure you've been in many tournaments and you've heard of many tournament experiences from grassroots derbers to elite series anglers that, man, I had the winning fish on. Man, I had the fish here. Man, I, you know what I mean? We hear it every tournament.
But oh, for sure. And you're never going to land 100% of them. There's too many variables, and especially too many that you have zero control over. So we're just trying to control that to the best of our abilities with the rod in your hand, right? And taking the knowledge that we know, and then through time that plays out, right? And if you may not land 100% of them, but if you land one more each day, you know, that could be 10 points here, 15 points there, another 5 points here, another 20 points there. And next thing you know, that then lends itself to AOIs. I mean, I collectively over the two AOIs I've won with a combined 30 points. 14 points the first time and 16 point gap the second time. Yeah. It doesn't take very many fish catches or losses to swing that one way or the other.
Yes. Wow. When you break it down like that, that's pretty impressive. Now, is the DSR still your number one check casher? Have you won more money on that than any other Alpha rod? Does that still stand? Folks at home, the DSR is the really, drop shot rod for those that
do. It'd be the drop shot rod. Right. I think part of that's just because I've done so well in northern smallmouth events and a drop shot comes into play. If you did it collectively though, a Zilla would have to be really, really, it'd be a tough spot, a Zilla and a DSR.
Yeah. Probably because of the versatility of the Zilla and the applications that you can use it
for. Yeah. I mean, that gets used for swim jigs, football jigs, light flipping, speed worms in Florida. I mean, buzz toad, frogging. I mean, there's so many applications for that when we fish really diverse schedules, that rod is typically on my deck. Yeah. There's always one in my boat.
And Boomer told me this when I was talking. I stopped you earlier, Jake. You were starting to tell me about like a new Zilla. There's the Zilla 2.0. And it's been how many years in the making? How did you arrive at that? Tell me about that, Boomer.
I think that's like the second rod I ever worked on with Brandon. Wow. But I think that the name Zilla started 9 years ago. It might have been longer than that.
Well, because it started as been, Frogzilla.
Frogzilla, yeah. Okay.
It's always been a 7.3 medium heavy, and I think that's about the only thing that's really been consistent. You know what I mean? The handle length's been really close. But yeah, it did start as a frogzilla. I think I made it as a frog rod. And the
real
funny thing about it is
the same.
What's that?
I said it's probably still the same real seat.
Yes, that's a good real seat.
Yeah, tried and true.
The funny thing about the original Frogzilla was it was made with what was considered a lower grade graphite because you're just frogging, right? You don't need that sensitivity.
Yeah.
And that really opened our eyes to what really makes a rod sensitive, because guys would be like, man, this is the most sensitive jig rod I've ever used. And I'm like, that's slop graphite. How do you think that's sensitive? And like everyone was saying, that's really sensitive graphite. I'm like, no, that's like bargain basement graphite. We just wanted the action to be good. You know what I mean? And that's, I think that started us down the road on figuring out what really makes a rod sensitive. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
That started that, like, I think that kind of opened Pandora's box for material stuff.
So what's the new Zilla? What's Zilla 2.0? What do you guys got worked up here?
Brandon could talk about it too. What ended up happening was we made the Vader.
Yes. Which is sexy.
Special
AF.
Edition Zilla.
Yes.
Yeah, we wanted to make a $700 rod and sell it for less just to say we could, because we're direct to consumer and we want to take care of our customers. But in development of that rod, one, we realized two really important things. One, you cannot get rid of the Zilla. Its versatility is amazing. Adding better graphite doesn't make the rod more versatile. It made it less versatile.
True.
And then we had played with some crazy balance stuff, and the 2.0 is kind of like all of the stuff we learned in making the Vader, and we applied it to the Zilla.
Wow.
New guide train. Yeah, the guide train's pretty cool.
Upgraded guide. Less.
Look, let me see. Cap. Oh, look at that.
Well, look, it's got you on it. There's Thor on there.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The new Zilla.
Yeah, sorry for interrupting.
No, you did not. Hey, that's Zilla too. You got how many of those you got in the boat, Brandon?
I think I got two of the 2.0s.
Because Jake's kind of stingy.
Stingy with them.
Yeah,
he is
stingy when he makes new stuff.
Did you give one of them away?
Yeah, I did give one away. But I mean, I'm still throwing stuff from like 2017.
I've seen. Hey, it's tried and true, but that tells you something.
Yeah, it works. It's not broken. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
You got some boat rashed alphas that are just still warriors. I mean, boat rashed AF, and you're just out there swanging on them with it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to get them back, though. Sometimes we have to be like, okay, one, people are asking for a rod. We couldn't make again if we wanted to. Use the new ones. And two, let's like look at it and reverse engineer it. And Brandon's like, nope. Okay, I'm back. Nope. You can't even touch it. He'll say that.
I like
his spinnerbait rod. You can't even touch it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What's that? What's the spinnerbait rod?
Well, here we go.
What is it?
Don't get him started.
Well, come on. You can't just say,
it's a 7-foot medium heavy.
Okay.
But I gave Jake the parameters of what I was looking for, like a cover spinner bait rod, right? Something I could roll cast around bushes, docks.
Sure.
Because one of my favorite things to do in the spring, grew up doing it, still love doing it, is throwing like a 3/8 ounce double Colorado. Slow rolling, thumping, dirty water. So I gave him the parameters of that I wanted for this rod. Well, he nails it first time. The problem is he didn't write anything down.
So always do that. Him and
we don't know what the materials were. We've been on this like 2-year guessing game of trying to match the spinnerbait rod. And it's phenomenal. And I've made a lot of money on it.
And you just have one?
And I have one.
Oh gosh.
It's kind of like
that's Thor's why I won't hammer. Just give it to him and let him tear it apart to figure out.
Prototype.
It's like Thor's hammer. Like if he sticks his arm out, it comes to him.
That's
you know
amazing.
I mean?
Brandon's magical spinnerbait rod. I can't wait for this release. What is wrong with you, Boomer?
I never should have brought it up.
Yeah, this is the only thing that you need to worry about. From now on, there are no other alpha projects. We need Brandon's magical spinnerbait rod. It's like Thor's
hammer. The best part is I'll get something so close that technology can't see a difference. Resonations and
Brandon will know. It better be right.
Brandon's like, it didn't come to me. It's not mine. It's not mine. Yeah, didn't come to me when I put my hand
up. It's like Mior.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. It's not made from the heart of a dead star or whatever they call it. Spinnerbait
rod. Zilla 2.0 available now. Not Brandon's spinnerbait rod. Had to go ahead and make Brandon another Zilla and not even a spinnerbait rod.
Yeah, screw that one up.
Brandon, when's the release date of the new spinnerbait rod? Do you know?
when it's right.
Is it going to be WeCast 24? Will you have that available? Yeah,
who knows?
Hashtag WeCast 24.
Might be 28. I don't know.
Time Boomer gets on it.
It might be a retirement present. I don't know.
So right now, the thing to do, we got Zilla 2.0s. What else? Anything going on special at alphangler.com right now?
You mean
is this hat for sale?
Ooh, look at that hat. That's a good one.
Just gave me this hat this morning.
With the new logo.
One of my new favorites, actually.
Yeah, those haven't even hit the website yet.
Look at Andy salivating back there. The ninja salivating at Brandon's hat.
It's a good one.
I do. Look, I got one.
Yeah. You know
what? Brandon.
I didn't even have to adjust the back strap. Look, it was just already perfectly fit to my skull.
It was already Brandon Mellon molded. That's what it was. Yeah. Amazing.
I'm going to show you this.
What do you got?
Look at the balance on that.
Holy spin pole balance.
That looks like a 76er.
Is that
I bet you can't guess how long it is. I guess the name probably gave it away.
I spoke too soon.
Yeah. Hey, the new 76er, I know Brandon has those for the Northern Swing. I know you got those rigged up, son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's some tube cracking.
Yeah. Yeah. The old 76er. Hey, so right now, alphangler.com, Zilla 2.0, and the new wrench 76er, right?
Yeah.
The spirit of the wrench and the spirit of the radio and the spirit of 1976.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There it is.
The year I was born, Pat.
Hey, really? You were born in the year of America's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Hot dogs, apple pie, Chevrolet, and Alpha Angler. Right there. Can't get
better. That's our tagline.
That's grassroots, son.
I'm putting that in there. Then send us a check for royalty, Pat.
That's great. You just keep them good old Alpha Angler rods coming and work on Brandon's spinnerbait rod and quit misbehaving. You hear me, Jake?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jake and Brandon, thank you guys so much for your support of the Stray Cast show. We're glad to have you guys as advertising partners on this show. And honestly, it's fun to use Alpha Angler rods. It really is. It makes fishing a pleasure, for real.
Thank you.
You know why? Because my landing percentage is up.
You're welcome. Someday we'll get you out of mom's basement.
Yes, we're in the attic, by the way. More cheesy poofs. Oh. Brandon's coming over, he said.
All right. Meatloaf.
Yes. Hey, Brandon, best of luck on the Northern Swing. I'll see you at St. Clair. I'll be over there at the Michigan St. Clair Shores.
Nice. Are you marshaling again?
I am sheriffing. They make my position is called a sheriff. I am not a marshal. And
I hope you ride my boat because I just want to make a super long run and just watch your hair just blow
flowing in the wind,
70 miles an hour, just all knotted up.
Will Kyle untangle it? Can we get a video of that afterwards? Can
you don't want that?
No spray and conditioner from Kyle.
No.
Please turn the GoPro around. You guys need a video of that.
Oh my gosh. I'll see you all at Detroit and Boomer. I hope to see you. Oh, Alpha's sending me and Andy to your guys' house to party with Kyle and do a video with you and Brandon, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I heard that. That's a true story.
Yeah, that 23.
No, that was your idea, dude. Not mine. Your idea, Boomer. You brought that up and it's been in my head. So it's going to be like, hey, son, we're getting you a new car for Christmas. And then they don't get you a new car. So don't disappoint us. Bringing me and Andy to your hometown. It's Put it in the budget.
Wait till all the boys are back from their elite gallivanting.
Yeah, put it in the budget.
We're gonna get back in town.
Exactly. And you know what? We're going to party. Me and Kyle are going to have a good time. I don't know about you guys. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, hey, I can imagine.
Bass Galaxy, yeah. That is the one and only Jake Boomer, El Presidente, and the Prodigy. He's the golden child of Bass, and that's Brandon Palahniuk. Guys, safe travels.
Appreciate you.
You and Tiff and the babes. Peace, booms. Yep. Tell everybody I said hi.
Will do. Thank you, Bass.
Eat some food and talk to you later.
There it is. Hey, Brandon Palahniuk and Jake Boomer. Checking in from somewhere in the Bass Galaxy. Hey, Ginger, are we going breaky break? Are we movie moving? All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're putting the power poles down, and we come back. It's the one and only Seth Fighter. Don't you go nowhere, Bass Galaxy. Welcome back, welcome back. This is the glorified version of the Bass and Talk Show. We're getting Seth Fighter on deck here. I want to remind everybody, whiteriverknives.com. /stray whiteriverknives.com/stray. How we doing back there, Ginge? We still got no fighter? No Dom Arigato, Mr. Rofito? What is he doing? I don't know. Maybe we bring the CalSag Bass guys back on. Huh? Oh, here he comes. That means what when Seth texts you yep, that usually means that he's that means that he's finishing a dart. That usually means, and Seth's not a wasteful person. So he's probably. So in case you're just tuning in and you don't know, there are three like and share contests tonight. The first one being the Pedro Fighter official giveaway of the lucky Pedro Fighter Rock. That's to a CalSag Bass Angler member as well as the Bass Galaxy. Like and share the live Facebook feed for your chance at that. Also, CalSag Bass member Dennis Bannock is giving away a trip to a lucky Straycast viewer to a private pond in Indiana with Dennis Bannock and myself. We're going to go out and cut it up. And a little bit of privacy of the private pond. There it is, right there. Three like and shares. Oh, and I almost forgot. If you buy the custom knife from whiteriverknives.com and you send us the proof that you did, we're going to put you in a drawing for another free custom knife. There it is. Boom, right there. How are we doing, bud? No so blocko and choppy? All right, when you call them, I'm calling the kid. He might be you know what he might be doing. Might be relieving himself. All right, calling him right now and live on the air. I'm making him mad. Hey, you want to do a Bass and Talk Show? You're live on the air.
Okay.
All right. Hey. Is Dayton coming on too? We want Dayton on.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Got a couple beers on her. She's ready.
Oh, yes. Yes. So it's going to be you and Dayton.
Okay.
All
right.
and Dayton, you just answer the questions for Seth. All right. Do you need any help from Andy? Are you guys okay? You must. Where are the girls sleeping or something? Were you guys having fun and that's why you're late?
I wish. I keep getting invalid meeting ID.
Invalid meeting ID. We'll put in the valid one.
The link and not to his phone. I need the ID from his. I need the ID.
All right, Ginge is resending the Bassin ID. This is the top secret code.
That's why we do test runs.
Well, he's trying to call you, but you were rock starring. You were doing something.
Fathering.
No, I know. That's Maddie. Maddie might come on later. He might rock star with us later.
Six.
I think this is the first time we've ever had a cell phone conversation on the Straight Cast Show with Seth and Dayton. They've been on live, but never a cell phone convo. What are you guys doing right now?
I'm pretty sure that's the same number I've been trying.
Yeah. How about you just send the link to your email?
Did you get that?
I hit it.
Okay, there it is.
There we go.
I think we got it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's disconnect from the cellular device and bring in live from the Fortress of Solitude. It's the Death Spider Amazing Derberman Cave. Maybe somewhere in New Market, Minnesota. I don't know. Do you have the Soundgarden song, Looking California, Feeling Minnesota? Holy cow, ladies and gentlemen, I think we did it. Basson's number one wife, Dayton Fighter, figured this whole thing out. Good job, Dayton.
Yeah, we're sharing earbuds. Romantic.
It is. It's almost like date night on Stray Cast right now. With
it's like
two.
That spaghetti noodle with the ramp and the tram.
Ramp and the tram.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Dayton, slam that beer. Access. Ready? Slam it. Go. Slam it, Dayton.
That's enough.
That's how you stray cast. Right. Hey, Seth, we got a knife sponsor on the show now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they make custom.
Do they make throwing stars?
Dude, they make everything. It's White River Knife Company. They make custom knives. They can even make one like for Dayton. That says bad bit. They could put that on there.
Oh yeah.
Violet would get a hold of that real quick.
No, they're not for kids. The kids don't get knives till they're 8.
That's true.
Yes, that's the Fighter House rules. Hey, Dayton, the topic of our show tonight and why I have your husband here with us is grassroots. And it's basically, if you look at the history of... Now, Dayton, I'm giving you a little bass in history. I know that you fish all the time, Dayton, so I'm kind of catching you up on this stuff. So if you look at the history of bass fishing, there's a couple gentlemen that really stand out as growing from seeds to trees from the grassroots. And that's Seth Fighter, the guy that was just on, Brandon Palahniuk, and our friend Maddie Robertson. These guys... on a local level, dominated. They dominated and moved on to become members of the upper echelon of bass fishing. What do you think about that when I say that, Dayton? What does that mean to you?
Why are you asking me?
I'm putting
that's
you on the
I
spot.
That's how we
I met her at a Denny's weigh-in.
No, he didn't.
He saw me holding up hogs. Mm-hmm. And she was like,
well, I did. That's what kept me around.
Yeah. We're them biggins. The way he was holding up.
Yeah, the biggins.
Yeah, he was holding up bigs, and you're like, "That's my guy." Is that what was
that? That was their second date.
So he took you to a Denny's.
Yep, we went fishing.
A Denny's
caught,
local
like, a 3-pounder.
This has taken a splendid turn, by the way. I'm really enjoying it.
Sorry. I'm sorry. We're late. Now we're just fucking everything up.
No,
just
this
crash
is
the party.
This is grassroots. I mean, it really is. It really is grassroots. So, Fighter, Dayton, I'm going to ask you this question. So, in my room downstairs, not Choder's room, but my room downstairs, how many trophies do you think you have packed into boxes and bags and closets?
I made him get rid of some, I'm not going to lie.
Well, you weren't supposed to say that, but...
Whoa, I had to because we ran out of, like, the storage room ran out of space. Like, we have, like, what, like, 100 plaques in, like, one tote? And then there's, like, another one full of 100 plaques from all the Denny's tournaments.
It used to be easy to get trophies, you know what I mean? You got, like, third place and you'd get a trophy. Now I've gotten, like, 2 trophies in, like, the last 8 years. It's awful, man.
3 wins, 2 trophies.
I want some 25th place Elite Series plaques.
Yeah,
I do.
I mean, you got to fill up some totes, don't you, son?
Like them local derbs, you make a top 5, you're getting a plaque, man.
All right, but come on. Now you're being humble. I bet you are spitting facts, too. But the fact is, man, there's a lot of first place plaques in those bags, in those boxes, dude. Tons of them. Like, I looked at them. I'm like, first, couple thirds, but couple seconds, but first. And I don't know, man. That's grassroots. It's grassroots, Seth. Now,
I miss those days.
But they're still here. I mean, like, that's, you are.
Not for me.
Man, no, you're derb-centered. You're the people's champion. So no matter what, whether you want to be or not, you're grassroots.
Yeah.
It's a title that you've inherited. And
I like that.
Yeah. It comes with being the Bass and Man of the people. There's a few of those. There's a handful of them. The reels. You know what I mean? The reels.
Yeah.
And
take that responsibility.
Yeah, it is a responsibility, Seth.
Yeah.
It is, because whether you know it or not, you inspire people through your actions. And
yeah,
you keep a tried and true level of integrity when it comes to bass fishing, because you are grassroots and derb centered. Like, you're by the rules, bud.
Yeah.
You're by the rules. Like, I've been,
it's not even about rules. It's about just like more, like I'd fish the same even if the rules were different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a certain bit of standards and integrity. Yeah, that
ethics.
Moral compass.
Business ethics.
Moral compass. Business. There's a lot of stuff going on. Now, I mean, you've talked about things before, you know, on other shows about cheaters and this and that. And there's all that going on in bass fishing, but we know that Judy from the Righteous Gemstones has a solution for that. So from now on, they'll just all be eating poop. If you get caught cheating, that you have to publicly eat poop in a bass fishing tournament. Is that okay?
A little light on the punishment, I think, but whatever.
Just until the person says
it'd be a start, you know?
Yeah. So you have to publicly eat poop first.
I'd be more like Old Testament, like, let's just start whacking fingers. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
And if you end up looking like Clay Dyer, it's time to retire. You know what I mean?
So that's the extreme. I mean,
chop a finger off, DQ. Chop a finger off, DQ. That way, and do it on the right hand so you can go to shake his hand. You know how many times he's been DQ'd.
You know that guy's bad news.
Yeah. I mean, if he's just got a stomp, then you don't need to talk to him. If he's missing his pinky, he might be all right. If he ain't got no fingers on his hand, he ain't worth talking.
There's
to.
Plenty of Italian mobsters minus fingers that are still doing okay.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? We got to check him one time, you know. If he's missing more than one finger, it's his own fault.
And again, man, it brings it back to the principle of, I think there's three kinds of tournament anglers. I think there's three kinds of them, Seth. You got your mag dogs. Those are the kings. Those are the winners. All right. That's type one. All right. Then you got your rocks. You got your consistents. Those are the anglers that are the second type angler. And then you got your donators, your clucks. I mean, that's basically what's going on in all three of those elements of tournament anglers are necessary to make tournaments survive. Am I right, Seth?
Yeah, at all levels, yeah.
Yeah, it's all levels, but they exist at every level of tournament angling, whether it's grassroots, whether it's opens, whether it's elite.
And a donator sounds rough, but that's not to say every time he's going to donate, you know what I mean? Like, he's going to mess around and cash a check every once in a while, and, you know. You know,
he's got appendages.
I'm not saying he's like dead last every time, but yeah, you know. Yeah, guys that are going to get paid every time, guys that are going to get paid some of the time, and then guys that are going to get paid rarely. If every one of them got, you know, cash a check every tournament, it wouldn't work out.
Yeah, so you have to have that level of shifting in bass fishing, and they all have to jive together, or you don't have derbies. Basically. Right?
Yeah.
Thanks, Dayton.
Sorry, I was coughing. Yeah.
No.
You know why I cough.
That's quite all right. So let me ask you this. Now, how old were you when you did your first solo derb? Like, when did your own boat, your own deal? When was that?
Let me see. I fished co-angler when I was 17, 18. Then probably 20-ish.
Okay. So you're in your 21,
20. Maybe 20, 21.
And that's when you were competing in those Denny's derbs and those local derbs in your own boat?
No, that was probably more like some of the first tournaments, actually. I guess they'd be team tournaments. I was fishing with Daryl Barnett.
Oh, with Daryl, yeah.
From Lake George, Indiana, yeah.
Yeah,
he
big
moved
D.
up to Minnesota for a while. That's how I kind of ended up meeting a lot of guys from your area. I was probably only 19 when we were fishing.
Interesting. Yes.
Yeah. So we fished some team tournaments and I would say by that time I was really like doing my own thing. It was probably like early 20s.
Okay.
22-ish, like, you know what I mean?
And that was like
running the show kind of deal, you know?
Sure. Your own boat, your own deal, your own decisions, your own. Yeah. And what was that? What was the Premier League you were fishing at that time in Minnesota?
That would have been Denny's, and then we had a Minnesota Pro-Am. It was that same circuit I fished as a co-angler. Like my first taste of tournament fishing. Now I was fishing it from the front of the boat.
Gotcha. And when you came in to the deal, what level of tournament angler were you? Were you a donator? Were you a constant rock, or were you a mag dog? Where were you?
I'm trying to line up my years. I think I started off pretty good. I don't know what year it was. There was two like pro-am circuits. Well, what year did I fish the Lobby State?
Way before me.
That's called pre-Dayton.
Pre-Dayton.
Oh, my memory's so bad. Oh, it's 2008. I fished both the pro-ams in Minnesota and got Angler of the Year in both of them, same year.
Okay, so I think you started off as a mag dog.
Yeah, that was probably like my second or third year fishing them.
Okay.
So but I was getting checked starting off on that. But I mean, don't get me wrong, I got my butt whooped quite a bit too, but I don't know.
So you, before you even thought about, I mean, obviously you were thinking about being a professional angler. It's been in your brain since you were an embryo, but you were fished those 3 years at home. And then you were kind of like, hey, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to fish some opens. Is that what it was?
No, that year after maybe it was 07 when I won the Angler of the Year things. And then 08, I won the championship on the big pro-am circuit, and you won a boat, and I sold it to my buddy Fig. And then I took that money and fished. It was the FLW Eastern Series at the time. I guess it'd be equivalent to like a Toyota Series.
Okay.
It still had like a bunch of FLW tour guys fishing it and stuff, but it didn't count. It wasn't like a tour level event.
Gotcha.
But I fished. It was supposed to be four of them. I think I only made it to two before I dropped out.
But I mean, that's what gave you the confidence. Like, why were you like, okay, here's the plunge?
Like the success I had at home. Like I beat all the guys around the house for a couple of years, and then had a good chunk of money, and went to do it. And I signed up for that. I went down to Okeechobee. Finished like 195th out of 200, and then went to Wheeler and finished like, I don't know, 100 out of 200, and just went home with my tail between my legs. Hey, that would have been like 09-ish.
It's a trial. Bass fishing is a trial and error tournament angling is a trial and error. And some people never get over the error, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some guys try it a little bit, don't have success right away, and then never do it again.
So how many years, let's put it this way, you get your, I'm just going to be perfectly upfront with it. You have a dream of being a professional. This is a hypothetical angler. They have a dream of being a professional angler, right? And that's what they want to do ever since they're a little kid. And then they're going to go fish local derbies. But they don't do any good at local derbies. How do you, have you heard of success of people not doing well in local derbies yet achieving success on an elite series level?
Not really. The only exception I could think of would be, and it really isn't an exception, like Derek Rametz.
Yeah.
But I just don't think he ever fished around. I don't think he fished any local tournaments. Because I remember, like, you know, I was big a bass head as they come, and I watched, like, the first Elite Series that year. Derek Rametz from Minnesota wins. I'm like,
yeah.
Derek Rametz. Yeah. Like, I know everybody in the state that bass fishes. Like, there's little regions of our state where it's kind of like, you know, maybe if you just stayed in that one, you wouldn't know him, but I went to all of them, you know what I mean? I went to the river, I went up north, I went out west, you know, I fished all around the state, and I'm like, I don't know who this dude is. So with the exception of him, I don't know. Everyone I know that's made it, you know, locally, I'm not going to say they won every tournament, but you know what I mean? They're top five and or top 10 in every tournament. You might have a bad one here and there, but on average, you're in the mix when you come to the weigh-in every time, you know.
Before you made the plunge individually and decided that this is what you wanted to do, did you second guess yourself ever? Like maybe step back, like, I'm not going to do this. Yes, I'm going to do this.
All the time. Yeah. No, it's a roller coaster. It's, you know, tournament fishing. You get on a little run and you think you're cool, and then you suck a few tournaments in a row, and then you think you suck, and it's just, you know, that? It's just got to be, you know.
You've said both
more
to me,
up than down, you know.
You've called me up and said, "Pat, I've been really good at fishing lately." Like, you've said things like that, and then you've said, like, "Pat, I really suck at fishing lately."
Yeah, that's just how it goes. It's you know.
So how many second guesses? How many second guesses at the beginning before you finally said, "I'm doing this"? I'm not second guessing, I'm doing this. How many times?
I've almost quit fishing a few times for sure.
Wow.
Probably at least three times.
Okay. Interesting. When's the last time you ever thought about quitting fishing?
Probably like halfway through second year of the Elite.
Okay. It was rough. The struggle.
Yeah. Maybe like four times I've thought about quitting fishing.
Yeah. And I mean, and then things happen. Things happen.
You get on a little heater again, start rolling or whatever.
Relax.
Or on a quit. Yeah.
Mississippi River.
It happens. Yeah.
St. Clair. Angler of the year. Kick ass like dad.
Lacrosse,
cool husband. Death spider. Yeah. Bass
guide service,
center.
Yeah. I might be a guide.
You should be. Huh? So, you know, I got mail that asked, "Hey, Dayton, I got mail. How much Seth's guide service charged Kyle to for that?" That was Death Spiders. They didn't ask about me. They just figured out I looked dirty enough where Seth didn't charge me, but they wanted to know what he charged Kyle. Holy cow. Goodness gracious. Land sakes alive. I think we have some grassrooters here. Seth and Dayton, let's welcome the CalSAC Bass Anglers. Hello, boys. What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah. I see.
What's going on, Seth?
No, not much. Hanging out.
You see,
Gray Caston.
Hey, so Seth, we got Dennis Bannick. He's down there on the bottom left.
I don't know if I know that one.
Yeah, Dennis, he's a Hammond firefighter, and if you like and share this Facebook feed, he's giving away a trip to a private pond, bud. Dennis is giving away a trip to a private pond. It's same pond Zona's been to, Van Dam's been to, and it's a stray cast viewer, Dennis and myself. Like and share the feed. You can come, Seth. Like and share the feed.
You get a whole day out there or what?
Whole dang day.
Sure, why not? Cool. Anything. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Yep. Chicago pizza, ribs, beef, everything. Dennis is doing it. He's going to take us to the fire station. We're going to put out mock fires, drive the fire station around town. It's all ours for the day, Seth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time. Dayton, you and the girls can come, too.
Good Lord.
Hey, and Seth and Dayton, up in the top right box, I see Brian Jackson forefront and center, and I don't see who's back behind your left shoulder because you're way back there, or your right shoulder, right and left. Who do we got in there, Jackson? I only see you. Okay, now I don't see
Jennings.
Him. Hey, there's
Jennings. What's up, fighter?
Hey, there's how you feeling, Jennings? Jennings, oh, did they freeze up? Okay,
I'm hanging in there, bro.
You're
hanging
doing good. There. Okay, there you are.
Couple months.
You're looking. You want to race me?
Couple more months, dude.
All right. And who else you got in there?
Dave Sanders.
And Sanders. Oh.
He's been hammering it this year on the big leg.
Yeah. And it's because he's got a cool visor, Seth. That's why. That's why he's doing it. And then over there in the Irish garage, I see we have the Irishman Kevin Higgins, as well as Ryan. Yeah, is Ryan Pop Cornelius Whitaker. And then who's that third person in there over Ryan's left shoulder? Oh, they're froze. That's
we're back.
All right, we dumped them, Seth. But hey, so Jackson, I don't know if you heard, but Seth was talking about some of his original Derby roots, and that's with old Daryl Barnett. On the old Lake George. Hey, they're back. That's Kevin Higgins. It's Ryan Popcorn Whitaker. And who's with you over there over your... Who is that?
We got Josh Sokol.
Josh Sokol's back there. What's up, Josh?
Get that crew. Where are you guys?
And Nolan's back there.
Those guys are up your alley, Seth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the party garage.
Looks like you're in a little bake garage. Man. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then who is that? Eric Beasy? Eric Brzezinski? Yep. Protoski?
Hello.
There you are.
Hello.
And then
young guy, hell of a fisherman.
He is. And then Lucas Bogosian is behind Eric. Excellent.
Yes. Yes.
Grassrooting. So anyway, hey, so Seth, you know Brian Jackson. Like you've hung out. Speaking of garages.
Yeah. Well, that's how I met him all. Daryl Barnett came lived up by me. And then Hosey moved up by me. I started fishing with Hosey, and then Hosey brought me down to East Pastrick and fishing some smallmouth tournaments on Lake Michigan. That's where I met Jackson and Myers and all them dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've known them.
You were winning tournaments on Lake Michigan.
I don't know, probably at least 10 years, maybe probably more than that, 15 years.
Yeah.
Wow. And and Jackson was a badass way back then, fighter, wasn't he?
Oh yeah, he was the one. Like he was one of the guys we had to beat when I was fishing with Hosey for sure.
Hey, we have a campaign. Hey, we have a campaign right now. It's called "Where Is Hosey?" campaign. it's a direct line. If anyone knows where Mike Hosey is, he can. You can please. It's called Save the Hosey Foundation. Where is he?
I bet you he's watching.
I hope he is. And I don't
know. He should be honest.
I don't know why. I have no idea.
I miss Hosey.
Yeah, I do too. I think he should be out there competing. In fact, let's be plain and simple about this. Cal Sag Bass has the best payouts in the Chicagoland area. And Seth, one of the most important things to a tournament angler, of course, is hashtag payouts. I mean, let's be plain and simple.
Oh, yeah.
And Seth, you would not believe the amount of, may I just say, cat emojis in this Chicago, get it? In this Chicagoland area that are not fishing this leak. Like they're puffy chested. I see their face.
We got the same ones.
Oh, I see their Facebook posts with their gosh dang jerseys in there and boxing fish. And they're over at the damn sports show working with their sponsors and this and that. But they're fishing a freaking team tournament with four boats.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
People don't like to lose. Yeah, and then they come up with some BS excuse about how it's the entry fee. It's like, motherfucker, you're driving a $50,000+ truck, a $50,000+ boat, and you won't put up $300 to go fishing for the weekend. Like you're full of it.
Exactly.
They want to go fish a $50 tournament against a bunch of guys they can beat. And that's it. People don't like to lose, man, but you're only going to ever be as good as the people that can lose, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't say it any better, Seth.
Yeah, perfect.
Hey, it's and you need the levels. Hey, Ryan, we were talking earlier. You may or may not have heard about there's three different types of derbers. There's the mag dogs, there's the rocks, and there's the cucks. And basically, you need them all.
Yes. Yeah. You do need them all.
In order to make fishing successful. And,
yeah.
I mean, Cal Sag's got them. Bassmaster Elite's got them. Bass Open's got them.
It's like that Nintendo baseball game. Remember, you had the big slow guy, you got the skinny fast guy, you got the medium guy, yes, and then you got like the giant guy. You need all the guys.
It's perfect. You do need that to make a tournament organization successful. And ironically, none of you guys here are donators. I don't know if it was arranged intentionally, but none of you are cucks. You're all rocks, or you're all mag dogs. Eric, stop raising your hand. You're not a cuck. You're not.
He thinks he's in school.
Yes. You're an up and coming angler. But here's the deal, man. You guys at Cal Sag Bass have a very unique fishery. Now, Fighter, you know this. But this is the location, for those that don't know, of the 2000 Bassmaster Classic. So you guys have not one, but two, well, actually three leagues, but two leagues at the site of the 2000 Bassmaster Classic. That is the Great Lakes. Is that Echo?
It's the fucking dog, man. Haven't had it. We're outside.
So we have the Great Lakes, Lake Michigan division, right? And then we have the Cal Sag River, which leads into Lake Michigan. And both of them home of the 2000 Bassmaster Classic. So, Jackson, I'm going to ask you to tell the viewers out there, describe the Lake Michigan fishery. What type of fishery is Lake Michigan? What is, for those that have never fished it, what are the techniques you guys use? Tell them what they're doing out there. What is that place, the Big Lake, Lake Michigan?
Big Lake is it's a great lake, and people in this area, if they're afraid of it, they need to come experience it, because there's trophy smallmouth in there. And I just really think that some people are a little bit timid of the big waves when a north blow comes, but we don't fish in that. I mean, if it's going to be a small craft advisory, we hold back and we cancel, we reschedule, and hopefully we don't have to do that. But for the most part, I mean, it's one of the best fisheries around in the Chicagoland area. And if people aren't experiencing it, they're missing out.
Yeah, and so when you fish Lake Michigan, Fighter, when you go fish Lake Michigan, what are you fishing around, Fighter?
Well, I don't know if I'm the right one to ask.
Well, I want to know what you. I asked you that on purpose.
Yeah, we're basically just fishing the bank. I mean, from what I'm sure there's more out there than I know, but from what I saw, it's basically a giant sand flat that butts up to some form of man-made shore, whether it's seawalls or riprap or whatever. So like everything I fished out there was just stuff Hosey took me to. You know, we were just basically going down the bank and fishing really tight to shore, but you'd still be, you know, a lot of those places were 20 feet 15 feet deep right off the bank, so you're still fishing deep water. But I'm sure there's stuff out off the bank. I have no idea what's out there. I can't speak on that, but for us it was, you know, basically just fishing industrial stuff, seawalls, breakwalls, whatever you call this thing, the little round ones. Bullnoses. Some big rock shorelines.
For people listening, I mean, Seth is spot on. I mean, there is stuff out there, but if you're just fishing shoreline structure and fishing the correct season and doing the right technique, I mean, you're going to catch fish, and it should be, set up for everybody. There is stuff out there where you could venture out and do different things and find stuff. And that's up to you to do, but just to catch fish and catch good quality fish, I mean, set the spot on. I mean, you just got to go out there and fish them seasonal and a certain technique that you use for that. And
we just had that conversation before you guys got on about this time of year, expanding out in the water. You know what I mean? Somebody that finds that stuff this time of year is going to really do well. You know what I mean? Because they're not on the bank this time of year. Not the big ones anyway, you know.
But they're out there.
They're out there. Yeah.
The milk and honey. Yeah. Now, now Fighter, I know Boyd Duckett was out on Lake Michigan in your boat with Hosey not long ago. Maybe was that a couple years ago or something? Wasn't Boyd out there with Hosey?
Probably.
Yeah.
He's always out there. Just check the logbook. You'll see his name.
Yeah. He's if you look at the Patrick logbook, sometimes you'll see Boyd Duckett's name on there. Same. He also shows up at Wolf Lake in Hammond, Indiana quite often. I don't know.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
But so the last time that Boyd and Hosey were out there, how did they do?
I don't remember. I'm pretty sure the first time we fished there, I probably fished at least three tournaments out there out of Patrick. Three or four, maybe.
Okay. Now,
I think we won one, and then that was, I don't know, maybe got a check or two other than that.
Now, Dayton and Seth, get this. Now, Dayton, you like money, right? I mean, plain and simple. Dayton, you love money, don't you?
No one's like that.
Well, no, everybody does. Like Dayton, I know you like money. I don't mean like you're greedy and everything else in a gold digger and all that stuff. On and on, Dayton Fighter.
I was living in Fig's basement when we met.
Dayton, I know you want a farmhouse. I know you want an SUV. I know you want lots of nice things. I know you would enjoy to have a few bags of money in your pocket, right?
Yeah.
Well, get this. So next year, it's in the makings. Look at Popcorn laughing over there. In the next year, it's in the makings. And I'm going to let Dennis Bannock, senior member, you like how I say in that, Dennis? Senior member of CalSag Bass and Hammond Firefighter, he's going to tell us that there's a little bit of something in the makes, and I don't care. I'm letting the cat out of the bag. It's still in the works, but it seems like there's going to be something pretty special next year. And I know you can't say too much, but Fighter, even guys like you can fish it and win a ton of money on Lake Michigan.
You might be interested, Seth.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
right. So kind of in its infant stages right now, what we're planning for next year, we're looking at next August, is an open event. CalSag Bass Anglers, in conjunction with the South Shore Convention and Visitors Bureau, which kind of runs Northern Indiana events, we're looking to put together an event on Lake Michigan. Nice. Possibly, we're going to shoot for about 150 boats. It's going to be a single man entry or woman. It's not going to be a team event. We're not sure on the entry fees yet or anything like that, but there is talks of a possible overall purse of $50,000.
$50,000. And I got to tell you, the people that have the big trucks, Seth, with the big rims and the nice boats, they're going to be able to afford this entry fee. It's going to be very affordable.
Right. It's not going to be a $1,000 entry fee. It's, it could be $200-$300. That's it.
Carnival event.
A lot of our monies are coming sponsors, donations. The South Shore Visitors Bureau was putting up a large sum, which we really appreciate. And we want to showcase, like Brian was saying, we need to showcase, and it needs to be showcased, Southern Lake Michigan. It's an awesome fishery. I've been fishing out here for, 20 plus years. These guys still kick my butt, but, that's fine. I'm okay with it. I learn from them. They can learn from me. But our goal is to get more people out here and on the water and enjoying really what this area, Lake Michigan, has.
And it's coming along. I'll be honest with you. I didn't like Lake Michigan for the longest time, but the smallmouth are growing. And this is going to be a carnival event. So, and also I guess we can announce it for the first time that Dayton Fighter and her girls, they have a band called the Wildflowers, and they will be playing at this carnival event also. So I can't wait. Rose has a ukulele and they're working up numbers. So there's going to be entertainment. It's going to be a carnival, all kinds of good stuff in a tournament with a $50,000 purse. Let's bring some people to Illinois. I'm going to try and get like guys like Patty Walters to come, because he's a jackpotter. You know what I mean, Fighter? He ain't afraid to get
Johnny him. Cox will show up.
Johnny Cox will come. We know that. Maddie Robertson be like, I'm going to bait the tar out of you boys. I don't care if it's Lake Michigan or Kentucky. I'm going to bait you. And he's going to come in, beat you guys. So then, I mean, and hey, it's going to be a heck of an event, and we'll see. And then maybe Bass will see, and then they'll come back for an event and open the whole Cal Sag. And I mean, you'll get a bigger bag than the Sabine, Seth. I'm just going to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even, sure. In, no even, in, even in the Cal Sag River. So, yeah. Which brings me to the next point of order. I want to talk a little bit about the Cal Sag River division of CalSagBass.com. And again, a diverse fishery. And I don't think there's anybody better to explain it than the river rat himself, Ryan Popcorn Whitaker. Ryan, tell people out there, what exactly is this Cal Sag River? Because it doesn't sound pretty. When you say Cal Sag River, it sounds like a dirty dish rag hoe. I'm not going to.
Lie. No, it's not a pleasant name to say.
Yes.
Absolutely. People actually cringe when you say it.
They do.
That doesn't like it that much.
People that have lived around Chicago for a while. Anybody over the age of 50 years old is like, you're catching fish where? Like, isn't that the sewage runoff? And they're correct. Yes, it is the sewage runoff, but there's some really good fishing in there. It comes right out of Lake Michigan. And, you know, there's about, I think there's 7 miles of water until a lock where, you know, you go through this lock and then you lock down and then the water just gets a little dirtier, but still tons of fish down there. And then connected to that stretch that's above the lock coming straight from the lake is Lake Calumet, which is where you mentioned people were fishing the Bassmaster Classic because the waves were too big on Lake Michigan and everybody got boxed in there. And it's way different than when it was in 2000. The water's gone up. There's a lot of grass. Well, there was a lot of grass. We didn't have a good spring with rain, so the grass didn't grow very well this year. But normally tons of grass. You can throw a frog. You can chatterbait them. You can pretty much catch them any way you want. It's loaded with fish.
What's an average bag? Average bag, 5 fish. I mean, let's take all season into consideration. Don't give me a spring
year,
bag.
This year, an average bag? You mean like...
Yeah. Four dirts so far. Four tournaments in the book so far. What's an average?
I'd say 12-13 pounds.
Yep. If not more, maybe 14. Maybe 14.
Maybe 14.
Yeah, maybe 14. And then winning bags up to 19 and a half.
Okay.
And lot, you know, the first few tournaments, lots of 15 pluses.
Yep.
I mean, everybody's weighing limits. It's not difficult to get 5 out there. It's a fun place to fish. Honestly, it's the most, I mean, the reason I take a lot of heat for fishing out there a lot. I mean, I live right by it. So it's my home water. I fish there a lot, but the reason
you even found a dead body, Ryan, you fish there so much.
I did find a dead body.
That's true.
Yeah, that's a true story. Not a great day, but
we shouldn't laugh.
But no, it's a very dynamic fishery because of that lock being close to Lake Calumet. There's constant current. It's changing throughout the day. The lock opens, there's a delay, there's current pulling out of the lake. You got current on one point. There's all these little bays that one will muddy up, one will clear up. You can fish stained water, chocolate, milk water, clear water. There's deep rock. There's everything you can imagine in this smaller fishery. And then you've got smallmouth everywhere on the river. That 6-7 mile stretch above the lock is loaded with smallmouth all year round. And then Lake Cal's loaded with largemouth, and below the lock, largemouth everywhere for another 10, 15, 20 miles.
Now
it's a fantastic fishery.
Now, when the guys, Seth, get this. I know, Seth, you're shaking your head. Like, what? I mean.
No, that was Dayton.
Yeah. Wait, did she leave us?
She's going to get a couple more beers.
Yeah, she better come back. We have more for her.
Okay.
Yeah, we totally. She's in the grassroots special. I wrote her in now.
Okay.
Yeah. So here's a cool fact. Seth, do you remember who won the 2000 Bassmaster Classic in Chicago?
Ooh Daves
won it. He sure did. And do you remember our friend Hess, Todd Hess? His dad had a tournament league. What was that tournament league that they used to do? Like, they used to run a league or something, didn't they?
Yeah, no, it was one of the two big pro-ams I mentioned prior. I think it had changed names a couple times. One time it was the Gander Mountain Pro-Am. I think at the end it might have been like Elite something.
Yeah, I think it was too, because Fritz was fishing it, Wu was fishing it, all these guys. Here's a little fact, and I'm going to tell everybody something. This is a true story I just made up, and it's breaking news for the first time. When Wu Daves One, the 2000 Bassmaster Classic. He had come from Hesse's dad's event. And in his live well, he had packed it with MILF. It was full to the gills with MILF. And
really?
Yes, MILF oil. And he released it into Lake Calumet in Chicago. And that, folks, is a true story I just made up. And the reason why there are big bags of bass in Lake Calumet now. What do you think of that, Ryan? It's a good theory, right, Ryan?
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I may or may not have done something similar to that, which would be a true story that I didn't make up. But not to that area. I may have taken it out of there. But it's really, I mean, that grass is incredible normally. On a normal year, you can flip grass everywhere in the entire, it's like 80% of the lake where you could flip milfoil.
Yeah. And I heard, Seth, that's a true story. I mean, a true story about people bootlegging milf. Like the guys used to put it in their live wells and bring it back south to put
Oh yeah,
that's a deal. And that's actually one of the reasons why you guys have such strict weed bootlegging laws now.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I didn't know how to say it, but that's in Minnesota. No, that's what Hesse told me. He better be right and not just making stuff up.
He's probably right.
Yeah. They're putting stuff in live wells. Hey, that's a garage party over there. You got Kevin Higgins' garage. You got Nolan Higgins, up-and-coming superstar bassing guy. You got Josh Sokol back there, who's got the best hair in CalSAC bass. There's no doubt about that. And Eric Bertowski, up-and-coming bass man. Now, Eric, you're fishing the opens. You're fishing a few selected opens, and you're on the Sims team too, aren't you, bud?
Division one this year. So I got Harris left. That's all.
Harris left. Okay. Yeah. So
he's a catfish hammer.
He is a cat. This kid catches goonches like giant cats. Giant cats. Now, Josh Sokol back there, what's your plans, bud? You're getting more consistent every time you're on the water. I keep seeing you creeping up the leaderboard. When are you going to make a plunge, Josh? Are you going to go fish the opens?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I got to get a little bit more better at fishing first, but
okay.
I'm getting there.
I like your answer.
The next couple of years, I could be doing some or something.
But I mean, here's the thing: I've watched you fish over the few years, and you keep becoming a better angler. And I mean, and you're out, like, I think the first time I saw you, you're out there in a dang fishing ski or something. You had like a,
it
was like an SS Minnow boat. You had a 72 inch shaft on your Minn Kota and you're still out there using it and catching and competing with these guys. So I think
it's worked.
You're on the right path, Josh. And get this, Fighter. He's got the perfect job to keep him in the game. He works at a bait store, Seth.
Nice.
Yeah, that's his job. He's a bait guy. He just works at a bait store, so he's constantly consumed with fishing. Constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Eric's a guide. Ryan's a captain. Ryan's a captain now. Nolan Higgins is going to win the Bassmaster Classic five times and beat the whole Klun Van Dam deal. You know what I mean? And then Kevin Higgins over there is probably going to rule the universe at some point in this whole event.
I like it.
Yeah.
Now, that's a strong boat.
Yeah, that's it. That is a strong boat over there. And of course, we know Dennis Bannock's prowess. He's saved 137 babies from burning buildings. He has that.
He
has that.
Obviously. Maybe 138.
138. I'm sorry, I forgot about last week in Hammond, Indiana. Dennis Bannock, amazing prowess. Now up to the garage up there with your smallmouth garage. Over there. I see Brian Jackson, Sanders, Jennings, everybody having a good time over there. Now, Fighter, I want you to take a good look at all of this bunch right here.
Yeah.
And I know you have a personal relationship with some of these gentlemen, and who do you think might end up being the most trouble after an evening in the garage? You know what I mean? Like, who do you think's going to... Who might get a little boisterous and start flex? Well, Bannock, I see you...
I don't know. I don't know. Jackson's pretty tough.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't want to wrestle him after no beers.
Oh, yeah. Jackson's got no problem wrestling anybody after a few beers, even Palinic.
I'd say he's probably the toughest that I know. I'm sorry, Dennis. I'm sure you're.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're a strong guy. I don't have the personal experience.
I'm the oldest of the bunch, probably.
Yeah. So it's not popcorn. Okay. You're not intimidated by popcorn's physique.
I mean, he could probably still beat me up. That's not saying a whole lot. but I would say out of all of them, Jackson would beat me up the quickest. It would take him the least amount of time. You know?
So you and Ryan have identical legs. Besides the fact that you like to flip tubes, you and Ryan have identical legs, just so you know.
Yeah, but he skates forward. He skateboards, so he's like kicking around, you know. I'm just standing. if it was a statue competition, I might be able to win. But.
Yeah, you'd kick my ass in a flamingo competition.
So Seth, let's say that you're hanging out with Jackson in the garage. He gets about 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 tin cups in him. And and he's getting a little boisterous. You know what I mean? Can you give us a little sound bite of what Brian.
I'm not going to do it.
No. You're not doing it. No. You're not doing it.
You got to do it. I heard you're the best at it.
He's the best. You got,
I got a good one. Come on, dude. Man, I don't want to give it. I don't want to not do it right. You
sometimes
know what
you
mean?
Gotta send it.
Next time I see you, Jackson, I'll show you.
I got to hear it. I heard it's good.
Myers is probably better.
Yeah, Myers could do me. He does be good.
Yeah,
I saw Myers.
I'm like a half-assed version of Myers impersonation of you. So. Yeah. I'll do it for you next time I see you.
Fighter Myers has 2 tree stumps for arms now. I just saw him.
Oh yeah, he hasn't changed a bit. Every time he takes a picture, he's just flexing.
Yeah, it's a.
I remember he's holding a beer, like going up to his girlfriend or drinking a beer. He's just, if there's a camera on him, he's flexed.
Yeah. And now what he does is bench press Bass Cat Dave. They're best buds. So they just hang out and they have a good time. And then Myers just bench presses Bass Cat Dave the whole time.
I can see that.
Yeah. That's good times. Hey, guys. Well, I got to tell you, there's not a better example of grassroots bassing than the CalSAC Bass Anglers. And, of course, the people's champion, Seth Fighter. So with this being said, before we get the heck out of here, I'm going to give a couple of you guys a golden opportunity right now to use this opportunity to make yourselves better anglers. And I'm going to put you on the spot. You're going to get to ask Seth Fighter a question, but you can't ask about FG knots. You can't ask about Senkos. What else is off limits, Seth?
Well, I can't ask about Senkos.
You can't ask about
FG knots.
No FG knots, no Senko questions. They're out.
I'll answer either.
No Ned Riggin questions. None of those. All right. So Eric, go ahead and ask Seth Fighter a question.
They probably know more than I do.
Okay, we're good. We're good.
Go ahead.
What is the best way to prepare yourself for the next step, like from local tournaments?
Excellent question.
Yeah, that is a good question. Well, I like what you're doing. You're fishing co-angler on the opens?
Last year I fished as a co. This year, 3 as a boater. And then hopefully.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's one thing I wish I would have done. So you've already done that. I kind of just jumped in and threw all my money away right away. So. Yeah, I'd fish as a co-angler for a little bit if I was going to do it all over again. And then, now that you're at that level, I mean, you're pretty much committed. You know what I mean? I don't know if there's much advice at that point.
We finished
second. Catch your ass every day.
What was that, Ryan?
Hell of a job.
I said he finished second in points as a co-angler too last year.
And I fished 8, not 9.
Yeah, he fished 8 of them.
Excellent, yeah. Eric. Wow. Okay.
That's strong.
Yeah, but now, bro. I'm in like 140th in points as a boater. So
yeah, bud.
It's okay. It's a different world for sure.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, Gary Klaus has got him in a Phoenix. He's wearing the he's wearing the Sims gear, running around. He's doing all right.
Yeah.
He's doing all right. Yeah. Hey, Sokol, what do you want?
I got a non-fishing question for Seth.
Oh, go ahead. I didn't call on you, but you can go, Ryan.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's a quick one.
It's okay, Ryan. You can go ahead. I was going to give the youngsters a chance. Yeah, I was going to give the young guys a chance, Ryan, but that's quite okay. Go ahead, Ryan.
It's just a music question.
Go ahead, please. For real.
I heard you're listening to Danzig a lot. Give me your favorite track.
Ooh.
No, I don't listen to Danzig a lot. I like the Mother song. Pat tried to get me on like some... I think we did the cover album one time, driving around, dancing cover album. But I mean, if my favorite track's the Mother song, I mean, that's
okay.
Yeah,
that's the best one of all time. As far as his catalog goes, I don't know a whole lot. Side, so. I don't know a whole lot.
I am Demon. I am Demon. That's my Danzig song. Josh Sokol.
He did an Elvis cover. That was interesting.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Josh, I know you want to ask Seth something.
Yeah, so we fish a lot of pressured water out here. What's the one thing that you would do to separate yourself fishing behind folks on pressured water?
Ooh, I try to avoid that at all costs in my life. I know you can't do that all the time, getting away from it, but usually, like, finesse is kind of the deal when it comes to that. I'd rather just, like, drive 50 miles away from everyone and fish for really dumb fish. But if you don't have the option, I don't know. I mean, I guess go light and spinny pole up, man. I don't know.
Fighter's a good spin poler these days.
Boys. I'm turning into it. Like, you can throw a drop shot anywhere. Like, anywhere. Just to let you know.
Yeah. Like, he's milfing the drop shot, boys. I mean, he's throwing it in the heavy stuff. In the heavy stuff. Boat flopping fours on a spin pole. That's crazy. It's crazy talk. Hey, where's Nolan Higgins? Nolan. Hey, you see Seth Fighter here. He's the 2021 BASS Angler of the Year. They call him the Llama. And you know Seth well. He actually signed a carton of cigarettes for you once.
Yeah, my dad told me.
So if you had a question about being a professional bass angler and you want to ask Seth something about it, I know someday you might. I know you love the fish, bud. What do you want to ask Seth?
What's the best jig that you can probably use?
Ooh.
Well, there's a lot of good ones out there. Whatever you like. I got one I like. I like the Outcast one. That's my favorite. But to each their own, whatever works for you. You know, put it this way. If you throw it out there and you lose a bunch of fish on it, cut it off, throw it away, and never buy it again. You'll find one that you land almost every fish you hook on, and that's your jig. That's the one you stick with and keep throwing that one. Because everybody sets a hook different. Everybody uses a little different tackle. And what works for one person might not work for the other. But if you lose like four or five fish on a jig, throw it away and never buy it again.
That's good advice, Nolan. See?
I don't know.
So what that means, Nolan, is go in your dad's tackle box, keep taking the jigs out, and throw the jigs until you find the one that works, right? All right, I think we lost the Higgins household. With that one, it cut out. But hey, CalSag Bass, thank you for being a cool organization, man. It's a pleasure to work with you guys and MC the tournaments. Talk about grassroots. That's your deal. And I'd like to thank Dave Figley for his contribution to the Stray Cast Show. And of course, Seth Fighter, thank you for coming aboard and grassrooting. You're the people's champ, Seth.
I like it. Yeah. Maybe if I don't fish that big tournament this next summer, maybe we'll
come on out. We'd love to have you.
Maybe we'll joint MC it, Patty.
Yes, let's do that.
What about that?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, we'll do a little joint MC and we'll bust out rhymes and stuff too.
I might fish it too. I don't know. We'll see.
Dude,
spread the word, Seth.
Yeah.
Spread
the word, man. Have some big dogs come out.
Absolutely.
When Dayton finds out it's an easy 50K, I mean, come on.
I wouldn't say that.
I'm just rubbing it in. You know what I mean? I'm going to tell Pat Walters and John Cox the same thing and Matt Robertson.
Well, you can tell them that. But I know the truth.
I'm going to say, hey, I heard it on Straight Cast. All you got to do to win this deal is go find sand flats that move up to seawalls and man-made structure, and you're going to win the derb, 22 pounds.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Is it a one-day derb?
No.
We're hoping it's going to be a two-day.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it has to be 2 days.
That makes a huge difference. Yeah, 1 day is hard to just...
Right, yeah.
That's hard to win, or like hard to want to come travel for, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
You got a real tournament there, you know?
Right. Right. And we think that the Derb doesn't necessarily have to be won on Lake Michigan. I believe that given the right conditions, a person fishing Lake Cal or the river will put up good bags and compete with
in August,
something
right
on Lake Michigan.
Wow.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The way,
is there gonna be
way a... Lake Cal has been producing 18, 19 pound bags, it's unbelievable. Nothing I've ever seen.
Will there be any form off limits, or you can go as far as you want any direction?
That hasn't been totally determined yet, but as of right now, we don't know yet.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep, there it is.
Some of the marinas might be off limits. We don't know. Just depends on what they allow. But as far as going like up into Illinois, like way up into Illinois, into like Waukegan or somewhere up that way, we don't know yet. We'll just wait and see. And, you know, depends on how many boaters we get too. If we think we're going to get 150, 200 boaters, we may stretch the limits.
Let's go 300 boats. Let's double it up and go 300.
300 would be
300.
Wow, that'd be great. Yeah,
Fighter, you're going on the smallmouth tear. You're heading for he's heading for the northern leg, boys. He's getting ready to.
I'll be driving right by there in a couple days.
Yeah, getting ready to move it out. And hey, I listened to some cool tidbits that you did, Seth, and I want to recommend it to the Bass Galaxy. You did a little show with Kyle Jesse and Ronnie Moore.
I did.
Yeah, about small jabbing in the next leg, and I liked it. I thought it was really good. You kind of broke it down what you're doing and your feelings on the next event. And I got to tell you, from hanging out with you, Seth, lately, you're an angler with purpose. Everything you're doing seems to be with purpose. Whether it's practicing, whether it's thinking about fishing, whether it's how you're looking at fishing, it seems to be for the purpose of victory more than ever. I don't know. I'm sensing it. I'm sensing you trying hard.
I hope you're right.
Well, we all hope we're right too. And we're coming up to the northern leg. Wish you the best of luck, and I'll see you at Claire, Seth, next week. And then you and I are going on a top secret sneak mission the following week.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There it is. To an undisclosed.
Doesn't feel that top secret anymore. But
well, we didn't say where it was.
Okay.
It's an undisclosed.
Don't worry. We'll be going Facebook Live from there, I'm sure.
We'll be doing something or other. Hey, Sag Bass guys, keep kicking ass. I'll see you at the next event. And all you guys that came on the show tonight, as well as the rest of the members of Sag Bass, shining examples of grassroots anglers. And thanks for being part of Straight Cast, boys.
Thank you.
Ladies. Hell yeah.
All right, see you, boys. Sag Bass, Seth Eider, peace. See you, boys. There it is. All right, grassroots show. Gingham, 15 minutes over. I don't know. It's been an amazing show. I had fun. It's been grassrooty the whole time. My roots are developing, I think, after all this. So what do we got, prizes to give away? Okay, so we have two Pedro Fighter official rocks. Magical, mystical pocket rocks. One for a lucky Sag Bass angler, and one for a member of the Bass Galaxy. And also, we have a fishing trip with myself and Dennis Bannock on a private lake here in Indiana. Okay, so the fishing trip is... Are we ready? All right, let me open this thing. All right. Hee, 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 hee. The fishing trip, compliments of Dennis Bannock and Sag Bass to a private lake in Indiana, where we're going to smash them, is Dylan Hignite. Congratulations, Dylan Hignite. There it is. Send me your information, or send send it to Stray Cast Bookface page. JR is going to get that to me. Okay. Now, Casey Briggs. Yes. Is a winner of the Pedro Fighter official rock. That's Casey Briggs. Now, which one of these guys is Cal Saggers? I'm confused on these because I have two other names here. Which one of these guys is a Sag Bass member? Yeah, I don't think that. Hold on 1 second. Well, I got to send it. That's going to be a minute. I got to take care of it tonight. Let me see what I can do. I mean, I got an idea. Watch this. Watch this. I'm going to the live broadcast right now. Oh, there's, wait, hold on. That's me talking right there. All right. Get this. All right. The winner of the Pedro Fighter official rock for CalSag Bass Anglers goes to Josh Sokol. Josh Sokol, you won. You won the Pedro Fighter official rock. That's pretty cool, bud. Magic is about to happen to you. Unreal. All right, so there it is. Dylan Hignite, right? Casey Briggs and Josh Sokol. You're the winners. Direct message, straight cast, book face, page, boom. We're going to get you your stuff out. And I don't know. We'll have Pedro send you those rocks directly. We'll get that stuff to him tomorrow. Hey, Bass Galaxy, it's been amazing. Good luck to all the horses in the race tomorrow at the Opens. Also, good luck to our boys in the NPFL tomorrow. It's, safe travels to everybody going to the Bassmaster Elite Series at St. Clair. I'll be there sheriffing. Come see me at the Detroit Rock City next week. I think we're off next week. Maybe an open show. We'll see what happens. And then Gingy's on vacation. And then we're back after that with the St. Clair winner. And all kinds of good stuff. 25% off all spinnerbaits. OmniaFishing.com. White River Knives /stray. Crestliner Boats keeping us afloat. Abu Garcia, Berkeley, congratulations on your WeCast Award. Waterland Sunglasses, throwing shade all the time with Waterland. Bob's Machine Shop, thanks for the jack plates, bud. We love them. Impulse Lithium, we ain't skipping no beats. Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey, Luke Foley, thank you so much. CalSag Bass, of course. Dan Bravarni, your swim jigs are amazing. Alpha Angler Rods, Jake Boomer, Brandon Palinick, thank you so much. Ichikawa and Sims Fishing. I'm Pat Renwick. This has been an Andrew Ellenberger Ginger Ninja production. I am one of the only men in America with the limited edition Rick Klun World Champion Bass Fishing Book, wrapped in cellophane, mint condition. No one will get this but me. I bid you peace. I peace. I bid you. Until next time, Bass Galaxy. Keep it real in the field, aight?
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance.
No, just kidding. This is Pat. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Stray Cast on iTunes and leave a review. Tell us what you think. Any feedback is greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening. Peace.